And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran.
Well, in the AFL, Richmond not in quite as much disarray as we thought it was this time yesterday morning.
It's a lovely way to put it, Fran. After Dustin Martin took his case to the AFL Tribunal last night, not to plead not guilty, he had absolutely no hope there, but to have his whack on GWS's Adam Kennedy downgraded from medium to low contact. Now, after all the quasi-legal mumbo-jumbo that masquerades as a tribunal hearing, look, hear this, both the AFL and Martin were represented by Silk. Someone has long pockets somewhere. Now, the charge was downgraded, and so now the 2017 Brownlow and Norm Smith medalists will miss 1 week, not two. And that 1 week is the game against Port Adelaide this weekend, for which the Tigers are going to be also without their captain Trent Cotchin, Jack Riewoldt and Alex Rant. So a small element of disarray still there, Fran. But Martin will be back for the game against Sydney the following week.
Done.
Meanwhile, Richmond is working to encourage Martin that being a superstar brings with it people like Kennedy, who are sent out to annoy the blazers out of you. And the really, truly superstars, they find a way around all that that doesn't include whacking people or making inappropriate gestures. And that's another matter against Martin that's still to be determined, Fran. Watch this space.
That's right. Think of the kiddies. In swimming, the next big thing, Ariana Titmus took another step towards an Olympic gold medal at the national championships last night.
Your friend, as she was pretty much always going to do, Titmus won the 200 metres freestyle at those national championships in Adelaide, setting a Commonwealth Games record along the way, adding that she's swimming faster than ever before in her young life and getting
faster.
How
old is she again? I forget.
She's still a teenager, friend.
Right.
As she needs to be, her main focus is the World Championships later this year and, of course, the Olympics next year, where she takes on the legendary American Katie Ledecky, who, of course, following a certain war of independence, doesn't worry a real lot about Commonwealth Games records. Titmus feels the American is at her most vulnerable, though, over 200 and 400 metres. So was pretty happy with her progress. I guess with any young Australian, particularly one like Ariana Titmus, who's come from nowhere in the last few years, there's a chance that that she won't get that little bit extra speed that she needs to take on someone as great as Katie Ledecky. But she's being very sensible in the way she's going about it, Fran.
Yeah, good on her. In rugby league, South Sydney has given Greg Inglis a week's leave.
Fran, look, as we noted yesterday, he's been struggling with injuries and general fitness and perhaps, dare we say it, even desire. There's been a growing feeling he might retire earlier than originally planned. He had indicated he wanted to go on until the end of the 2020 season. According to those, though, at Redfern Oval, he just needs off the field the space and time he once found so easily on it. And look, another rugby league player is having a decent crack in the NFL. His name is Valentine Holmes. He used to play for Cronulla. He's apparently going to get suited up for the New York Jets, having gone through some impressive trials in recent times. He's been given a spot on the Jets practice squad. That gives him a salary of around $181,000. Not as much as he would be making in rugby league, but he's indicated he has a real desire to really get into the NFL as a punter, return, or out on the wings or something. Look, as we discovered with Jared Hayne, it's best not to get too excited too early, Fran. These things have a way of bringing people back to earth.
Sure.
With a crash.
Yeah, there'll be a breakthrough player one day, I suppose. I'm sure. Why not Valentine Holmes? In basketball, having been saved from extinction, the Adelaide Lightning have wasted no time re-signing all their stars for the next WNBL season.
Yeah, Fran, look, Natalie Seacamp, South Australian by birth. She was born in Renmark and also inclination. She says she couldn't see herself playing anywhere else but Adelaide. She's the latest to re-sign with the team that, of course, played through most of last season, right up to the grand finals, in fact, with the cloud of extinction hanging over its head. But since then, and you'll be happy about this, as are a lot of South Australians, a new management set up bringing together public and private money has been put together. The coach, Chris Lucas, has recommitted to the club, along with Lauren Nicholson, Stephanie Talbot, Natalie Novosel, and now Seacamp. She's the Commonwealth Games gold medalist from last year, and she says she has unfinished business with the Lightning. That's winning the competition after just missing out this year, Fran.
Yeah, that's great news, isn't it? In golf, will this year's US Masters be where Tiger Woods produces a moment to savour like Jack Nicklaus did at Augusta National in 1986?
Well, Fran, there's always this feeling, romantic as much as anything else, that despite all that has befallen him, and that which, of course, he brought on himself at 43, Tiger Woods has one last remaining shining moment at Augusta National, where he's won four times before. Well, it could be the place. A lot of that is based on Tiger Woods producing a sort of a replay of what Jack Nicklaus did, a golden moment in 1986, when at the age of 46, and not having won a major for Yonks, he produced the golf of his younger days to beat Greg Norman, the Australian, and the American Tom Kite. There are Australians for Tiger Woods to beat: Hardy perennials Jason Day and Adam Scott, and the 19th best player in the world these days, Mark Leishman, who struggled with his swing in recent times, didn't make the cut at his last tournament, but he reckons he's fixed it up ahead of tomorrow's opening round, Fran.
Well, if Tiger can produce shots like he did in that last one, then he might get there.
Yep, yes, he might just get there.
Just briefly, in thoroughbred racing, confirmation that this weekend's Queen Elizabeth Stakes will be the last time Winx competes on a racetrack.
Fran, there had been some talk in recent days that she might go to the Northern Hemisphere, but yesterday at the barrier draw for the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, that was well and truly scotched, according to connections. If you want to see the champion mare run one last time, you need to be at Royal Randwick. Winx will start from barrier 9, but, well, you might say the other horses could start from there, a lot of barriers now, and Winx might still run them down. She's aiming for her 33rd win, her 25th Group 1 victory, and most people hope that she goes out as a winner, as the poet Peter Porter once put it, slightly paraphrased for this occasion: it is Australian innocence to love the naturally excessive and be proud of a bay mare who ran fast.
I hope she goes out a winner too. Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, it's 23 minutes to 8.